Welcome to Android Snacks. Android Snacks is the TLDR of last week's Android developer news. I'm your host, Mike Scammell. Let's get started. First up this week, an introduction to functional reactive programming by Dan Liu. Dan has written up a talk he did on functional reactive programming. In it, he explains what reactive programming is, as well as functional programming, through a series of examples alongside code. This is a great read, and especially so if you've been using RxJava and didn't realize you were using a functional reactive programming framework, or you're just getting to grips with functional programming. Next up, we have How to Animate on Android by Irina Galata. Irina's blog post is a general overview on the possibilities we have on Android to animate. She talks about some of the ones she doesn't like to use, such as Object Animator, and the ones she does like Value Animator. It's a nice overview of the things on offer along with advantages and pitfalls, as well as links to other resources to learn further. Next up we have How to Implement an Awesome Login Screen by Vasil Palay. Vasil wrote a blog post detailing how he took a login concept posted online and recreated it for one of his Android apps. It's code heavy and there's a lot to take in, but it just shows you that it's possible to create beautiful user experiences even on an authorization page that go beyond the standard username and password fields. Next up we have Building an Insanely Fast Image Classifier on Android with MobileNet's in TensorFlow by Matt Harvey. Matt's blog details creating an Android app using MobileNet's in TensorFlow to identify roads and things that are not roads. He creates this with a few stipulations such as decent accuracy and low CPU usage. It's different to your typical Android blog on apps and provides some insight into using machine learning. Finally, we have Mark Allison's last blog post on architecture components. This blog post is about testing and other stories and discusses some general thoughts on what architecture components mean for our code and the effect it might have on our code in regards to testability in some circumstances. Now let's move on to talks. This week we have Understanding Android Views and Gestures by Karen Chang. Karen takes us on an adventure into views and gestures after her experiences in writing UI for an oven. Yes, that's right, an oven. We go from view basics and motion events to custom views with custom listeners and handling touch events. It's worth watching for those times when we might have to implement some custom view from those crazy designers. Next up, we got a lot to cover in tools and libraries this week. We've got a new developer preview 4, and you'll know about this unless you've been living under a rock or you've been on holiday somewhere with no connection. I've seen some people on Twitter mentioning that this update seems to be quite an improvement on the last one, so maybe now's the time to go and have a play. We have a final version of Support Library 26. Highlights include MinSDK version being bumped to 14, percent support module has been dropped in favour of constraint layout, and a fast scroll implementation for RecyclerView. We now have Android Testing Support Library 1.0. It's been a major update to existing testing APIs, including Multiprocess Espresso and Android Test Orchestrator. We've also had an update for Android Studio 3.0 to Canary 8. There's been more bug fixes. And finally, we had an update to Android architecture components, Alpha 6 and 7. Alpha 6 brought in some ordering changes for lifecycle observer calls, in-room exceptions were added if migrations were missing, and we had some API changes and bug fixes. Alpha 7 was bug fixes and fixed a critical bug in lifecycle registry remove observer. New this week, we have Rx Suggestions. Rx Suggestions is an Rx library that will fetch search suggestions using Google Suggest. We also have AndroidStarters.com, which aims to get you up and running with a new Android project in no time, with some typical dependencies and a choice of architectures. It also removes some of the hassle of renaming the project and package names. Now it's time for other stuff, as I don't have a better name. This past week, we had another great decompress episode from Don and Kaushik on the Fragmented podcast, where they discussed the recent Reddit AMA from the Android O engineering team, packaged by feature and testing. We had a new episode of Android Dialogues this week where Chuki talked to Maria Neumeier of Deliveroo about what their code review process is like, with some great tips sprinkled throughout. Now it's time for conferences. Coming up, we have Android Dev Conference in Sao Paulo, Brazil on the 24th of August, and also Android Summit in McLean, Virginia on the 24th of August. Finally, we have DroidCon Berlin on the 3rd of September in Germany. That's it for this week. You can follow us on Twitter at AndroidSnacks, and please do let me know what you think. You can find all show notes for this week's episode at androidsnacks.wordpress.com. This week's episode has been hosted, edited, and all that good stuff by me, Mike Scammell. You can find me on Twitter at Mike Scammell. Our theme music is Fresh Kicks by Sono Sanctus. You can find out more at sonosanctus.com. Thanks for listening and catch you next week. New libraries this week, we have Rx Suggestions. It's an Rx library that will fetch search suggestions using Google Suggests. New this week, we have Rx Suggestions. Rx Suggestions is an Rx library that will fetch search suggestions using Google Suggests.